the new Light 104.7 and 1570 AM. WVTL.
8:35 on a Tuesday. We welcome Sheriff Mike Amato of Montgomery County. Good morning, Sheriff.
Good morning, Bob, and good morning, everybody, and it's a beautiful day.
Yes, indeed. A beautiful, hot day and the start of the fair, correct?
Yes, that's a big event, yes. Bob, now we're talking about the fair. You brought it up. We're going to have a booth down there at the Sheriff's Office this year, so mm-hmm. please stop by.
Very good.
Also, you know, because of the fair, there's a lot of traffic going through the Fond du Fulton area, and if anybody has to travel that way, like go to work or coming home at night or whatever, shopping, please plan for the backup in traffic, so take your time going through there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're hopefully going to work with the truckers, because we have a lot of truck traffic through there, to see if you know if they can find another route for a week or so.
Yeah, what would be the other route? I don't know.
Well, they can get off and Amsterdam and okay. go that way if they right. if they can just for the week and come down 5 and maybe go up over the hill there and Stoner's Trail or Route 67
mm-hmm.
just to help alleviate the blockage of traffic through the village for the week. So, but we usually try to do that to try to help.
Yeah, well, that's good. Well, again, the Fond du Fair here, it's kind of does indicate the end of summer, even though it's really summer-like out there, Sheriff.
Yes. I guess we're going to have some nice weather, Bob, and I was told I would brought it back from the south because I went down last week, I think I told you.
Yes.
And, yes.
Your offspring are in the military, and you were
yes.
visiting them down there.
Yes, I'd drop one off and pick one up.
Very good.
Also, we're talking about school. Next week, school starts.
Mm-hmm.
And please, again, take your time in the morning. There'll be, buses out there. And we ask that people have patience with them, get back into the routine. And we'll be contacting the schools throughout the county, like we normally do, and concerns with the issues with the buses, with people passing the buses, and any other issue with traffic in the county roads.
Mm-hmm.
We contact them every year and try to make contacts who we should speak to. And who they can call if they have an issue.
Mm-hmm.
And if we have to, we will follow buses to make sure nobody is passing them when they're stopped.
Mm.
So we will issue tickets. We don't do warnings for that type of incident.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Well, this certainly has been around for a long time, but I know, myself included, I think a lot of motorists, when school starts, oh, the buses.
Yes, and that's why I asked, please, plan for it. Take a little extra time when you leave to go to work.
And will you agree that it's a little confusing somehow? I mean, they have to have their stop sign out. It's like you see a school bus, it's like, ooh, it's almost like the third rail on a electrified rail. You don't know what to do if it's just sitting there. Can I
yes,
pass
you do.
It?
You get nervous. I've seen a lot of people hesitant. They're not sure what to do, whether they should stop or if sometimes, they worry about. If the bus driver waves them on, should they go through, even
right.
though the bus driver is
like,
waving
like,
them on?
Yeah, maybe this is a trap here. The sheriff's
yes.
on the other side.
Yes. But, yes, it is a little bit.
But, I mean, if you're supposed to stop when they have that little stop sign out, correct?
Well, and
when
I have flashing red lights.
Yeah.
And the added precaution now is they use a little stop sign that swings out on the side, yes. But the standard is the flashing red lights. You got to stop.
Okay.
See those. They have amber lights. Those are just to let you know they're going to stop, just like your traffic signals.
Mm-hmm.
And when the red ones come on, you better stop. So.
Both ways. I mean, you stop
yes.
when you're approaching it, let's say, if it's in front of you, in addition to it being, in other words, it's in the opposite lane of traffic coming at you.
Well, you got to stop both directions,
both
whether
directions.
You're passing the bus or coming onto the bus,
yeah.
From the front. It just makes sense. You have children. You don't really know what they're going to do.
Right.
If they're going to go right on the bus or they're going to run in front of the bus, you don't know. So we have to, as adults, take that extra precaution.
Mm-hmm. All right. Sheriff Mike Amato with us. I know the budget's been an issue. We've had some members of the Board of Supervisors on talking about cutting costs, cutting personnel. You think there'll be any cuts to the sheriff's office, or
I guarantee there will be. As far as personnel go, Bob, I've stated before, I will not cut personnel. I believe that the sheriff's office, when I say the sheriff's office encompasses communications, road patrol, and the jail, and our civil division. Okay, but the one division in the sheriff's office, which is our road patrol, we are not staffed at a level where I feel that we are sufficient to take care of the calls that we have coming in right now to handle what the public needs. Therefore, I'm not going to offer up any cuts in my staff for road patrol. I don't think the public wants it. I don't think the public can afford it with the amount of... When we're in this economic time, Bob, our crimes have increased, our civil issues have increased. When I say civil, I mean economics. Our civil division's work has tripled since this economic downfall. And in our civil division, we have civil employees that do the paperwork, but deputies have to go out in the field and actually do the foreclosures when they take the property, when they have to evict people out of houses. And we've had a lot of that in this county.
Really?
And the deputies have to do that. And when we have deputies doing that, there's no deputies handling calls when they come in, accidents, larcenies, domestic complaints. So I don't believe that we're staffed to a level that serving the public right. So I am not going to offer up any cuts for deputies. But yes, there's going to be cuts in the sheriff's office. Like, one of the things I know for sure, we won't have a boot next year in the fair because we can't afford to man it. Mm. That's one of the concessions I have to do. That is not an issue of real public safety.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I'd rather have, because during the fair, we have to have three deputies working the road almost 12 hours a day in front of the fair, plus maintain our regular road patrol and any other special details that come up that have to be handled, such as an eviction or whatever. So, it's a very stressful time for us this coming week at the sheriff's office because my staff is working a lot, and I'm going to have to cut back somewhere. Well, I guess the fair booth will have to go next year.
Now, my hunch is, I really haven't heard a great hue and cry to cut the road patrol. Now, a supervisor named Vito Grieco had proposed an across-the-board cut, and I presume that would involve that, but then that was defeated in the Finance Committee. I don't know if it's ironic, but a former law enforcement officer who once was a political opponent of yours, Supervisor Tom DeMezza of this town of Amsterdam, he was on this program about a week or so ago, really with as strong a defense of the road patrol as you're making. I mean, he's saying it just can't be cut at this time. So
I think Tom understands the situation that the sheriff's office is in, and he knows from being in police work before that these times are very demanding on law enforcement, and he realizes that. So I'm very happy that he's behind me in this issue, when it comes to the road patrol.
I guess what I'm saying is I don't think there's the political will to do it, to cut it. In that it would be I remember when the last time they tried it, right? You had all these folks show up at the meeting and the sheriffs from around the state and so on.
Well, see, that's the thing, Bob. I don't know what the board's going to do, okay? You say the political will isn't there to want to do, but you never know. I'm not taking the chance. I'm not playing games with the people's lives in the county, and I'm not playing games with the people's lives that work here. Because every time there's a problem, it's always at the end of the year, and it's always when people worry whether they're going to have a job through the winter and at the sheriff's office, and it's not right.
Well, again,
you never know what's
gonna
what happen. The board's going to do.
Well, put in a word for Supervisor Grieco, who's chairman of the board, I think his hope was that they could, whatever they're going to do, settle it now or soon. But again, time keeps passing, and maybe that won't happen. And he was making that point that in the past, maybe times some years back, layoffs, if they come at the very end of the year.
Yes, but the problem we have... Bob, the county has to be looking at their budget at least every quarter. They should be sitting down. If they don't have a county administrator, they should be looking at it in a committee, looking at the budget, seeing where they're going, so it's not at the end of the year when they realize that they have no money. Or they're going to try to come up with a plan at the end of the year to get us through. And I think Supervisor Thayer is the one that said that we have to have a long-term plan, stop doing this year-to-year stuff. And he's right. That's how you run a business. Try to project where you're going to be in the next 4 or 5 years. This economy changes a lot. Technology changes a lot. So you can't say, well, I want to plan 10 years from now where I want to be. You can't do that anymore. So even a 2 to 3 year plan is what the county should be looking at for the financial situation. And we're not doing that. Mm-hmm. And to start looking at whether you're going to lay people off in August, you know, say in August that, well, December we're going to lay people off, that's not good. That's not good at all. So.
Well, Sheriff Mike Amato, I thank you very much for joining us.
Okay, you take care and drive safe out there.
Enjoy the fair, and next week we'll talk about back to school.
Yes, sir.
All right,
take care, everybody.
Take care.
Bye.
8:45 is the time. We welcome your participation on the morning show.